Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with
Sister Amen.
How you doing today, Sister Amen?
I'm thankful for this day to serve the Lord.
Amen. We had a glorious day. We traveled, went through some beautiful Tennessee farm country.
Oh, yeah. We love that route.
Got to witness the gospel on the way.
We did.
Got to talk online with some brethren, do some studies that we added to the Ecclesia gathering area.
Uh-huh. And your verse by verse.
I did a verse by verse on Revelation chapter 1, verses 3 and 4.
And one of the studies done was put in the, what's our new page?
Our fellow laborer.
Yeah, put in there, and I just wanted to say.
Yeah, Brother Kuo did a study on judging.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about when we were out on the streets, there was some young people that I talked to, and I referred them to that page.
Amen.
And they seemed pretty interested in maybe talking to a younger.
Yeah, they see a young man striving in the Lord. That's encouraging to them.
Yeah, so even if we don't hear from them, maybe they're following along on the page.
Yeah, we find that out. A lot of people have been following along for a long time. They never reach out. I don't know why. But they're being fed, and whatever they do with it, they do with it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So what's going on in your heart and your mind today, Sister Amen?
Well, I just thought I'd share this with sisters. As we were traveling, we stopped at a store along the way. It was like an hour into the drive, and I wanted to get some milk so I can make some golden milk. And so when I went in
there, I like golden milk.
I was over by the milk area and I saw a couple women. They had a shopping cart full of all different kinds of creamers for coffee. And when they walked by me, I kind of stuck my head over the cart and I said, wow, somebody must like coffee. I was trying to open up a door and it opened up really wide because they said, we have 30 women in our house. And I was like, really? And they said, yeah, we have a hope house for women. And it's like a help house for women who are either battered or down or maybe have children and have some issues, marriage issues and things like that. So they help them out. So they both got a gospel card and I was able to talk to them for a little bit. And one of them said, well, this must have been a God appointment. And while
we have a lot of those.
While I was doing that, Brother Tupos was outside witnessing to somebody.
Yeah, I was outside taking a walk and I felt like they had some food concession trucks. I thought, I'm going to just go walk over there. Maybe I'll have an appointment over there. So I go walking over there. No sooner do I get there, I'm standing by this busy part where everybody's driving, and a guy pulls up in a pickup truck, and he goes, sir, I see you obey God. I'm turning around. I'm like, excuse me? He goes, I see you obey God. He goes, you're glorifying to God. Thank you very much. And I said, I don't understand. He goes, I know you're a believer and you obey God. So I walked up. They gave him a gospel card, shared the gospel with him, told him to email me. He gave me a card that did not have the biblical gospel on it, but it was interesting. He's like, thank you. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I thought that was just strange. Now, he might have saw our van with the gospel signs,
then assumed
I'm the guy walking around with a long untucked shirt on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I thought that was interesting. The brothers and I talked about how you look does make a difference.
Oh, it does.
Because if I was covered in tattoos and a muscle shirt and smoking a cigarette with a can of beer, he might not have thought I was that guy with the truck, with the gospel van.
Right.
So how we look when we have a transformed heart doesn't matter on the outside.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
So that was pretty awesome. Obedience, yeah.
And then right after that, what happened?
We come out. I was putting a few things away in the van, and this woman was like fussing with the side of our van or something. I didn't know if she was trying to get in the door or what. So I went out and talked to her. Come to find out, she was stuffing some books on the ladder that Brother
She had like
Tupos
a stack
had.
Of books a foot tall.
Yeah, there was like a whole bunch of books in there. And I said, can I help you, ma'am? I saw you over by the door. Did you want to talk about something? And she said, well, I was putting some books over there. And I looked over and I saw them stacked in the ladder on the outside of the van. I said, well, they could have fallen off. And she said, oh, that's okay. Somebody else could have gotten them. Well, come to find out, I was trying to, I shared a gospel card with her and I was trying to figure out what religious affiliation she was associated with, and she was kind of dodging the point, and then come to find out, it's Seventh-day Adventist.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to her about it, and it didn't go so well, and Brother Tupos was right there in the van, and he had his phone ready, and he was reading a scripture that she was trying to quote. I don't know if you want to talk about this part.
Yeah, Seventh-day Adventist, Ellen White, false gospel, false focus on Saturday Sabbath for Gentiles. And Sister Amen rightly took her to Ellen White saying that the Sabbath is a great command. And the lady said, well, loving God is the greatest command, but the biggest command is Sabbath. And I don't know.
Like the biggest?
The biggest. The Bible doesn't say the biggest command. It said the great command. So, and then she started quoting John 15:4-5, where Jesus said, you got to abide and remain in me and produce much fruit.
I know.
That's what we were trying to tell her, that she's got to obey and remain and produce fruit. And basically, she basically tossed the gospel card back at me.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, it's not for you anyway. And I rolled the window up while she was still saying something. We drove away.
Yeah.
She got a little bit abrasive.
Yeah, she did. She didn't want the truth.
Yeah. Ellen White, those people are cultish towards that seven-day Adventism. And they believe, a lot of them believe, yeah, the book she had said, The Mark of the Beast. They believe the Mark of the Beast is Sunday church worship.
Yeah, and you know, at one point when I finally got it out of her, who she's associated with, that's when she said, well, there is one that does teach the truth. So my question would be, and it wasn't to her because it wasn't even that time or appropriate. It was getting a little heated in the conversation or a little passionate or whatever, not heated. My question would be, if your religious body is so biblical and so true, why are these people so afraid to identify who they are?
Yeah.
They're always dodging the question. They don't want to say who it is, but yet they'll stand on it.
Seventh-day Adventists have become like Mormons. They've gotten a bad name, and people call them a cult, so a lot of people try to fly under the radar and not be named that.
Yep, exactly.
But they are a cult. They have a lot of false doctrine.
Yeah, they do. So yeah. I tried. We tried to give her some truth, and who knows, maybe something that was said might stick in her as
God's word was defended, and he was glorified.
Amen.
Amen.
And then, I don't know if you want me to...
Yeah, keep going. I'm just going to let you run with this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm just going to support what you have to say, Sister Robin. It's biblical, and I know it will be.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I just had a few notes. I was thinking this is for, you know, we hear so many people saying, grace, grace. This is for the grace people. It kind of answers what grace is. Titus 2:11-12. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present world. So
you mean I can't just sin on and on and get God's grace?
I know. Well, grace teaches us not to sin. That scripture verse shows us grace is teaching us not to sin.
And that makes sense because God's character is holy, righteous. He sends us grace. Grace doesn't leave us in sin. It calls us out of sin.
Right. So if they would just read the scriptures before, after, and the one that some of them that they try to quote, they... Sometimes they'll take a scripture and they just take a portion of that out. But if they took the whole thing, they would see that it goes right against what they're saying.
We're studying through the book of Revelation verse by verse. And what we find is people do what the book says not to do, add and take away. They add things like grace alone. The Bible doesn't say that. And then they take away when the Bible says obey Christ. And they say, no, we don't have to obey to have salvation.
Right. And so, I think...
Very, very sad what they do with the word of God, and we just need to rightly contend against it, as Jude says.
Yeah, I got that one in here. In my next area where I was going to go.
Where are you going to go?
I looked up a handful of scriptures on life. And so I thought I would just kind of read a few of those.
That sounds good. I like life.
Yeah.
Life in Christ.
Yeah, because you know what? We came from death.
Amen.
It was death.
We
want to
be children of light and life, not children of darkness and death.
Yeah, that's who we used to be.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back there.
No, I don't even like thinking about it. The only reason I do is because it shows me how much light I have now. I don't even need the contrast. I just know how dark it was, and I'm just so thankful. That's why. I don't sit there and look at it, but I'm just so thankful because I know how wickedly dark it was and how much life we have now. The more
nice
life and light I have now, the...
It's nice to know where you've come from because you can be greatly appreciative of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're always reminded of where we came from because we're in the world.
Amen.
We're around it all.
Yeah.
All the time, every day.
Yeah, when you do street ministry, it reminds you who you used to be.
Yeah, because you're talking to so many people who you used to be.
Yeah. No doubt. We're no better than them. We're just different.
Right. Exactly. And that's why we're out here, is to try to help them see the truth if they want it. So talking about life, 1 John 5:20. We know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the one true God and eternal life.
I love that.
Yep. 1 John 2:25. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life.
Eternal life. He is life.
Yeah, you know, life is good, but wow, eternal in front of it even is like incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, everlasting, not the second death and destruction, but eternal life. Jesus said, whoever believes in me will never die.
Yeah, like that. We live
meaning
in death
won't
for
perish
so long.
Our physical death, but won't perish that second death.
Yeah, like that. 1 John 5:11, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son.
Ooh, I like that.
Uh-huh. And then I've got like five of them, I think, in Revelation, because it made me go there because you were in Revelation doing the verse by verse.
Yeah.
Revelation 2:7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Can I read one real quick?
Yeah, do
it. I just wanted to read what I just said. John 11:26. Whosoever liveth, believeth in me, shall never die. Believest thou this? I like that. That
I
has to do with life. That has to do with life right there.
It does. I love that. Yeah. Believest thou this?
Yeah.
Revelation 3:5. He that overcometh, there's that overcometh to overcome the grace people. The same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
That means you could get your name blotted out of the book of life.
Yeah, and think about that. He's going to confess our name before the Father.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah, the Bible talks about he's not ashamed to call us his brethren.
Yeah. Revelation 20, verse 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's a warning we don't want.
Amen.
Yeah. Therefore, we shall work out our salvation with fear and trembling, contrary to those who say, I don't need to fear.
Yeah, Philippians teaches that.
Yep. Revelation 22:14. Hey, we use this a lot, don't we?
We do.
This is one of my favorite ones to give people.
Yeah.
Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city.
I love that.
Yeah, before I go on, I want to go one more right here. Now, let's go here. 15. Revelation 22, we just read 14. Let's read 15. For without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whoever loveth and maketh a lie, like Christmas and Easter and politics and sports
all the false
and entertainment
made religion.
And feminization and pride and vanity, worldliness, carnality.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, saying you can do all that, be all that, and still be of God.
Yeah, we want to be of life. That's all of death. That leads to death. And this is the last one I grabbed. I could have grabbed a whole bunch.
Oh,
be here all day. I like this. But Revelation 22:19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book.
Amen.
We don't want that. And then I'll do this last. This isn't about life, but this is my ending scripture verse that it's kind of at the end of the book, too.
Yep.
Maybe everybody knows what the very last verse of the end of the book says in Revelation 22.
There
it
you
says,
go.
Verse 21, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen. I like that.
The
it
last
is so.
Word is amen.
Amen.
I like it.
It is so. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
It is written. It is so.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. I love that. Tomorrow, we are headed down the road. We're still working our way east and then south. And how far do we have traveled tomorrow, Sister Arm? We're going about 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah, but the way we travel, yeah.
Through some more
speed.
Beautiful country and trying to get to a place that looks like where it's going to be rainy all weekend where we're coming up. So we may not have an event this weekend because it looks like it might be rainy unless we can find something to do inside. But other than that, we'll be working online. We got lots of stuff to do.
There's always a lot to do. Yeah. And along the way, might be some discount grocery stores.
Oh, yeah, some more discount grocery stores. Do we have any more room to put any more stuff?
I'll find room.
We're pretty stocked up when we go down south because we don't have a lot of good places down there. So we try to buy stuff at the Denton Beds super cheap. Then we don't have to buy a lot of stuff down in Florida where it may be more expensive.
Yeah, it's...
But you always find room for more if we find it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And better yet, gospel cards going out along the way. Lord might have more appointments.
Yeah.
And we're just faithful in our own life. That's something I was pondering today. Being faithful in my own walk and making sure I keep that right in front of me, not getting sidetracked by anything, anyone, life, whatever it may be. Make sure that you're focusing forward, sisters, and you got to make sure you got a solid foundation every single day as you walk.
Yeah, make sure you build on Christ and the gospel most of all.
Yep, amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, I'm looking forward to tomorrow if we get it.
Uh-huh.
Check out the Ecclesia gathering area. We put up a teaching on verse by verse from Revelation. We talk about the seven spirits of God. That's kind of a controversial one. We did a teaching. Brother Koo did a teaching on judging. And Brother Zelos read his Christmas is Pagan. So you can go and be blessed by those teachings in the Ecclesia gathering area.
Uh-huh.
And I have my Revelation verse by verse we're working through. And I thought I would read these verses we'll be studying up soon. So I thought I'd read them. Revelation 1, 5 and 8. I like this. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. I love that. And he hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory, dominion forever and ever. Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty.
I love this.
I'm really enjoying this.
One of my favorite ones, yeah.
I'm really enjoying the study through the book of Revelation. It's really, I think the best thing about it is it focuses on Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole Bible does, but Revelation really comes to life in that. And it's talking a lot about his glory, his power, and his second coming.
Yeah, he's coming back.
So we get to look forward to all of that. And that is our great hope. Without that, we are most hopeless. Without the resurrection, as Paul said, we are most hopeless.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we're going to leave it right there. Anything else, Sister Robin?
Love to the saints, and hope you all rest well for a day tomorrow if the Lord gives it to you and us.
Amen. We'll be striving on for the kingdom. We hope you are too. And remember, Christ is the way, the truth,
and the life.
Amen. John 14:6. Love y'all. God be praised.